Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't bend. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the class.
Hey dudes,
what's up, gang?
What's up, gang? It's Legion's gang. It's Friday night hang. Everyone's cash. Lewis is on a couch.
Oh, cash. Feels nice on the couch.
Yeah,
here at the Gas Digital Studios.
Is there a is there anything to like having like podcast? You know, they say with like audience seats, you don't want them to be too comfortable. Is there something to broadcasting and not the most comfortable chairs? I feel no one quite nails it. Yeah, I feel like when you go in the radio studios and everything, like the chair you sit in, it's always like kind of like not great.
You know what we should get?
What?
Waterbed chairs.
Oh, just chairs.
How cool would that be, dude? How badly did you want a waterbed when you were younger?
Dude, beanbag chairs, us sitting around a table and beanbags would be hilarious. Hey.
Remember with beanbag chairs? I think like there is a, before you get to a certain weight, like as a kid, they're comfortable. And then, like the bigger
beanbag chairs, I never thought about. Never saw.
The floor was comfortable up until a certain amount of time.
Yeah,
after I sit on the floor, I'm literally saying, "All right, my knees are going to be in pain for days."
I can lay on my tummy on the floor.
I can't
really
lay on the floor. Sitting Indian style.
No, I hate that.
Well, I physically can't do that.
I could do it, but one of my legs falls asleep, and then I panic that I'm having some kind of a stroke, and then
I'm talking about being drunk and on opium.
Oh.
were your kids, is this the difference in our age and kids? But you know, they don't say that anymore. They don't say Indian style.
No, they don't say, what do they say? Crisscross applesauce?
Crisscross applesauce,
which was, I had no idea what that was. And I referred to it as Indian style a few times. And my daughter was just like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then I put it together.
And you go, Indian style, the stupid people that we stole this country from because were too weak and stupid to understand any better. Sit
Indian style, or I will put a blanket with smallpox on you.
Yeah.
They do talk about it like we fucking stole their land. No, these Indians weren't doing anything with the land. What were they doing? There was no rhyme or reason. There was no government. There was no United States of fucking the Cherokee Nation. They were just hunting
off the land.
Oh, I love right-wing Lewis.
They were living off the land.
It's not right-wing. I just feel like, what do we... You know, we came and gave them a society.
No, they were part of the ecosystem.
Worst thing ever.
This is too big of a country to give it to a bunch of savages. You know how big America is? I mean, I can see if it was just white.
Keep talking, dude. Go.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Give Alaska back, and let's try to attach Hawaii to ourselves.
Why does our road managers not get us gigs in Hawaii? Why am I going to Canada for the fourth time in a month?
Yeah, you might have citizenship at this point.
It's crazy how often I'm in Canada. So,
when Lewis reads off his tour, it's like Kwong Kwaginok, Okiwachi, Uchiwali Walla, Ontario.
Oh, shit. I really am an Ochiwahu type of comic. You should see the crowd I drew in Gananoque.
Let me tell you something, though. I know from going up, whether it be Alaska or even Washington State, dude, the fucking Native Americans that live in those reservations, they party.
I made out with a native Canadian chick one time.
Yeah.
Ooh, did you catch it? Nate had that story. She didn't speak English. We were all at McDonald's waiting in line. And then me and this, like, you know, we were like, she kind of looked like me. So we just had like brown person, non-verbal communication. And she was like, "Oonka boonka." And I was like, "Ooh, ooh, ooh,
oonga bonga."
And then we started making out deeply and passionately in line at McDonald's. Have no idea how it happened. Nate's like, "What is going on, man?" And she was with two guys who were maybe her brothers. I didn't speak their language.
The night owl comes.
They were fucking pissed. It was during a, not Creed. What's the other band with like the guy, he almost had like perm curls, like, or like Jewy, like blonde highlighted.
But not Creed? Like, now I'm thinking just like Creed.
Oh my God, it's driving me out of my mind. If I saw the guy, it's like from that era.
Bush?
No. Bush was in their own league. Bush League, if you will.
Bush League. Jimmy Eat World?
No, now you're just naming different genres altogether.
I'm doing guys with floppy, curly hair on top.
He was Jewish for... Wait, oh, Nickelback. Yes, there we go, Alex. Thank you. How can I can't read my phone right here.
Nickelback was a terrible, terrible description of the guy from Nickelback. Horrible description.
Jewy, curly, blonde, highlighted hair. Yeah, I mean, she got it.
Not Jewy at all. He looked like Jesus. That's what everybody remembered from him.
Hold on. Well, Jesus was a Jew.
Chad Kroeger, dude. Chad Kroeger.
Touché.
You said, look
what he did to my kids.
OG Jew. Pull him up. I described him perfectly. Let's see. His hair was much curlier at one time.
It was curlier at one time. But I'm going back to never made it as a wise man hair.
Never made it as a wise man.
It is curlier than I thought, though.
So, yeah, like if you...
But they're like, yeah, they're Canadian fucking...
yeah, like that. Yeah, I described him perfectly.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah, like I wouldn't have gotten it from your description, but now that I'm looking at him, yeah, I get where you're...
You also said curly Q came down in front of his head. That's not really true either.
I didn't say it came down in front of his face.
Thought you did.
I said, like, I did this with my hands. I was kind of drawing it with my fingers.
Oh.
Never made it as a wise man.
That guy, I like that Avril Lavigne went through and fucked all of, like, the Canadian... people you could like that are celebrities also, like the Derek Whibley from Sum 41, and then him, then the guy from Nickelback. Like, she only hooked up with other Canadian...
She's kind of hot still, by the way.
Yeah, I think she's straight black dick now.
She's... I think she's hotter now than she was when she was a child.
You got a little weight on her. Fucking what's her
name? Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne. Yeah, she's well, when she came out, she was a child, but she... I think she's exclusively big, huge, fat dick now. Big, huge black cock.
Why do you say that?
I'm pretty sure I'm right about that. Also, the girl from iCarly, straight black, huge D.
Which girl from iCarly?
The friend.
Jeanette McCurdy?
Jeanette McCurdy, yeah.
Jake straight, keeps up
that's
with
what I, that's what her pussy does.
Her stars.
Her pussy McHurties.
Oh, it's McHurtin.
I can feel it in my McGuts.
Oh, McGurton, so hard right now.
Yeah, let's see. This is Avril Lavigne now.
No, this is Jeanette McCurdy and her type.
Can I say I'm brown and that bothers me? I don't know why.
Because she's 5'1" and he's like 7'2".
Yeah.
Oh, it's Andre Drummond, her boyfriend? He's on the fucking Sixers.
Oh, shit. I mean, that look, she loves... black cock. If this is who you're with and you're this small of a girl, like, you just like every fucking inch of it, you love.
Hell yeah, Andre Drummond.
That's how bad Dan Schneider was to her.
I'd be sitting on the sidelines constantly too with injuries that don't make sense. The toe injury. This guy hasn't played 2 weeks, toe injury. Fuck out of here. Good for him.
Good for him.
Lewis, funny enough, he was your center when we played the game against each other. The 2K.
Oh, he was my center.
Yeah. That's right.
No. Well, this is why Lewis lost. His players were distracted.
Hey, guys,
that white pussy. I could have beaten you in that goddamn game.
Women weaken legs.
I just hated playing it so much.
Yeah.
I just stopped practicing. And no, like, it was close enough for the first quarter or two that I was like, oh, I can do this. And I barely played the fucking game. I really should have just committed to it.
I was up by 15 at the half.
You had to be up by like 22.
No, I'd be up by 19.
Yeah, 15 at the half. Jay was on pace to blow you out by 30. It was never really that close.
But considering the fact how bad I was at the game, had I practiced, yeah, I could have gotten that bet.
Sure. Yeah, but again, this is it's like an old Seinfeld episode here, but that's kind of what the bet was.
Would it should have could have, man. If Dave Smith would have showed up, I wouldn't have had the worst night of my life.
How is it the worst night of your life? How privileged are you that is the worst night of your life?
That was a funny thing to say.
It's if I had shown up that day, I could have saved the Oakerson Holocaust that was that game.
The day everything changed. The day the lights went out in Okerville.
Jay calls it D-Day. Dave Day.
Dave Day. Dun, dun, dun.
Fuck. Oh, it's the best. So funny.
It is the best. Alex said she had a couple of funny things she wanted to show us.
Please.
Yeah, which one do you want to start with, Jay?
Lay them on us again.
We have the Australian crew. I believe it's a cruise ship crew.
Yeah.
Who dress as upside down ice cream cones.
Okay.
And we have the lady who defecated on her ex-boyfriend's clothing on Facebook Live.
Yeah, I like that. Also, keep in mind, we have, if you guys give a shit at all, in Philadelphia, I believe the guy who climbed the pole and fell died. The guy,
oh, he died? Oh, thank yeah. God.
I mean, what a retard. He was a Canadian gymnast.
Oh, was he?
He thought he could go further than everybody else.
Oh, no. He lived in Winnipeg. There goes him and four friends.
Five friends,
I mean. God damn it. I didn't know he was Canadian.
Yeah, son of a bitch was Canadian. Probably wasn't even, he went to Temple. He probably wasn't that into the Eagles even. He was just like, you know, oh, I'm here now. I might as well do the thing.
Jorge, can you make me a coffee? There needs to be a whole new pot. It's fucking ice cold. Why don't we start with the cruise ship? That one seems like a fun, easy one.
I just came off of a cruise ship.
Ooh.
I had an ice cream cone.
Did you?
Yeah.
I saw a picture of you and Fenoya and Butterly. And you guys, it just reminded me of how much I hate cruise ship food. it was like a hot dog. You guys had a pretzel. It was just like, ugh.
Cruise ships are not
food.
Dude, they're not my jam, cruises.
Well, there's the best cruise ship food I've ever had is still really bad. But the first year that we were on Shiprocked,
that was awful.
Was by far, I mean, like the worst food I've ever had in my life. And you're trapped. You have no other options.
Trapped was actually headlining the
Trapped.
No, I'm saying that was the only good part.
Headstrong, take on anyone.
I mean,
can I tell you something? I know the problem here, but when you tell me they're upside down ice cream cones, I see. Okay, that's weird.
Wait, were they hiling?
That part was strange.
Was he,
yeah.
Or was he being funny? He was just giving his heart to the crowd.
Yeah,
oh, that's true.
My heart to you, people.
My heart to you, all of you. You know, Hitler was also just giving his heart to the crowd.
Was it a double arms up thing? Yeah. That guy knew what he was doing. The guy knew what he was doing. Unsettling resemblance. Oh, yeah, you think? What cruise was it? What cruise line?
It was the SS Minnow.
Yeah, it was Shiprock. Could.
Oh, shit.
I mean, on the ladder, several people on the ladder of that coming to fruition understood what was happening there.
Yeah,
you can't just claim complete incompetence. Remember, like when we put on our charcoal face masks.
Yeah,
which I'll still do from time to time.
You do a charcoal face mask
once in a while. I got the stuff.
I use charcoal toothpaste. That's a hard thing to say. Say charcoal toothpaste three times fast.
Charcoal toothpaste, charcoal toothpaste, charcoal toothpaste.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I could do it until I did it. I just did what you said to prove your point. Why would you say fuck me? Asked me to do a thing and I did it.
Jay, finger your asshole then put it in your mouth. You do everything I say. That was a prank I did on my mom one time. Like
you made her fucking what?
I spit on my finger like that, and my mom was just like talking shit or whatever. That's when I got very ballsy with my mom. But then I pretended to dig into my ass. She's like, "What are you doing?" And then I wiped the spit along the side of her face, so it just seemed like swamp ass.
And then she was like, and then she was thrilled to find out it was just spit.
Yeah, it was a solid prank.
How old were you then?
A chip off the old block, this kid.
Doesn't like a woman you were afraid of at that point.
I was afraid of her. I was afraid of her my whole life. I became less afraid of her as I became able to hold her hands from beating me.
Right.
You know?
Which was 13.
Yeah, say 13, 14. Is like she just didn't have the physical strength to overpower me anymore. But it's kind of crazy because my son is 12. I'll overpower this kid for another decade, probably.
Yeah, but that's a dad. I'm saying like, you know, like Beatrice could probably still beat up James if she wanted to, but he'd have a lot more of a shot.
I mean, she'd be the favorite, but not by much.
Not by much. Like he'd actually have a real shot. Like she may not be able to do that much damage to him. Like he might be able. So it's more like that. You know, like you fucking.
He does
jiu-jitsu. He'll go the distance.
He does jiu-jitsu. I mean, if he applied jiu-jitsu to it, I think he could beat her up. But if it was like, you know, like the, when you guys play the UFC game, if you're like stand-up rules only.
Yeah.
I feel like she'd probably be able to whip his ass still.
Stand-up rules always gay on the floor. it gets really gay on the floor, especially if you make rules. Especially if you guys talk out rules first. Everything seems to be understood and discussed.
Yeah.
But we learned. We learned. We've learned a couple
I
years
take
ago.
You down, Jay? I hit you when you were down. After I dropped you from knocking you down, no, I didn't. I didn't. Really. It's been a while since I played the games.
I dropped you in that same match and didn't jump on top because that.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. But I wasn't hurt. I welcome you to jump on top of me. Good luck.
Yeah, dude. I think my mom is. She stopped being able to whoop my ass. Like
Lewis. Lewis, please.
Oh, Dave, she would hit me with the belt a lot. She would come in, and I learned to create like a tent, like to hold the blanket, like a blanket up, so she could catch like my knees and like my toes and like the tips of my fingers. But she wasn't really getting me good. And then women will just get tired. Like women do. A heroin addict has no cardio.
Nice.
They do say that's the first thing to go.
So she would work herself out on beating me.
Did you ever see her do heroin?
No, my sister did though.
Really?
Yeah, my sister has memories of like, her falling, like being passed out with a needle in her arm.
Oh, she
that's why my sister's not successful.
She booted
it. Doesn't help.
She booted it. That's fucking. That's dark. Maybe
she booted. Oh, yeah. You think she was snorting it? Yeah, no.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah, those are like cool kids. Mom was an actual junkie. Like, yeah, she fucking straight up. And to the one, her best friend and my uncle died of AIDS.
I also feel like you start off snorting, and I think you jump to the needle. Eventually, someone's like, "Let's do it. Let's go for it."
I do think. I don't know. I'm kind of speaking out of my ass here, but I think like '90s heroin addicts were all shooting it up. I think that was more of like a thing that came in almost like college. Druggy kids started like smoking it and snorting it and shit like that, and like that was more.
I've smoked opium. I don't count that as doing heroin, though.
Yeah, same. Didn't care for it.
No, it didn't do. I was like, can I just get weed? This is some weak ass weed.
Yeah,
it was like weak weed.
Yeah,
just it was different. It was different than weed. It was, I would say, not as strong of a like fucking thing. It was just kind of like it like relaxed you. Like I remember just being kind of like, really, the Chinese all killed themselves with this shit.
Yeah,
I don't know. It seemed pretty easy to just not enjoy.
Yeah, I think the snorting. Like I had a friend who snorted heroin. He became really into heroin, and he would snort it, and that was sort of his gateway to shooting it. Same thing with my ex-girl. I lost my virginity too. But
I had an ex-girlfriend that was I think I may have told you she snorted it, and then she went to I think one of the third times she went to rehab after we broke up already. She like she wanted a nose job, so her parents like came together. They were divorced, but they came together to get her a nose job as like a we're proud of you. But also they were like in the sidebar that's like she can't snort heroin anymore because it'll collapse the nose. So also this will keep her off heroin. And then she started booting it.
Yeah. Hey, Doc.
Like, what a backfire to the parent. The parents are like, you know what? This is a good thing we're doing.
Hey, Doc, can you close up her nostrils while you're at it?
Yeah. Can you give her iron veins?
Yeah, I've never had any intrigue in doing heroin at all.
Oh, I'd be intrigued too. That's the first thing I try if I'm terminal.
First you would thing. Do heroin.
I'm gonna try it, yeah.
I mean, terminal in what way? Like you're a terminal kid, they're like, you're gonna die in months, a couple of years, like because you can by being healthy, you can prolong your life. Like if I find out I have terminal cancer, I'm doing everything I can do. Like holistically, I'm seeing every doctor, I'm just trying to prolong that. And you know, sometimes your body reacts in a certain way.
Sure. Yeah, I'll try all that. And then if none of it works, heroin.
Really, like if you just found out right now, like you're going to die, the doctor's like, you have a year to live and there's nothing we could do. There's no experimental treatment. You would go like get heroin and try it.
Oh yeah. I would just try it at some point. Sure.
Hmm.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't know, like on a fucking like let's go for this every day. I just mean, I would want to try. I want to see what the effect of it is.
You're like, oh, I wish I was living longer. This rules.
The first one, the first one is the everyone. That's that, the thing. They said, that's the chasing the dragon, right? That first one.
I've also heard stories about people doing heroin for the first time and they puke and get really sick and it's awful.
And then after that,
they're like, I can eat.
I think it's after all that, dude. Well, I mean, on a basic level, yeah, I've taken in my life like OxyContin before, which is a similar kind of thing. And I will say it's like definitely it's like there's about like a 10 minute nauseous and sweaty period. And then you're like, oh, there she is, though.
Were those the ones we were buying from a comedian named?
Yeah.
The entire Gas Digital staff had a year-long OxyContin addiction.
Mine was like 2 months.
Yeah, it was a lot. There was the OxyContin era.
nothing got done during that era.
Alex, I don't know if you and G Mike were here even.
I think it's way before my time. You guys were reminiscing on it even when I started working with you guys.
Was it way before your time? No.
Not way.
I started eight years ago.
Yeah, it wasn't way before your time. It was probably right before you started. We would get them and they were, it was the time release ones. So what I would do is I'd cut them with razor blades into quarters. So you'd be like, all right, I'm going to take a quarter. Then a couple hours later, you take another quarter. And you just really float all day long.
Dude, I bought a thing for the only time in my life and the only thing I ever used it for, the pill splitter, because you didn't have to take the whole thing.
Oh, if you took the whole thing, you were going to be fucked.
You'd be fucked.
Yeah, it's too much. Sure.
And that's sort of what happened to me. What happened to me with those was that I was like taking half. And then after like a month and a half, we did it one day a week. And then it would got to a thing where like the half didn't do much. And it was like, we should take the other half. And then immediately went, though, but this is also the last time we should do this. That was it. Because I was like, yeah, I would build up a tolerance from doing something once a week.
Yeah.
I didn't
build up a crazy tolerance. And I wouldn't do it once a week. What I would do is I would buy like five pills, and then it would be like a 5-day binge where I'm just on fucking pill heroin all day. And then
nothing productive
done. By the time the fifth day came, I couldn't shit. I was all constipated. then I'd be like, that's it, I'm off it. And then I'd come back a couple weeks later. But I've always been that person. Like, I can't buy a drug and then like save it for another day.
No, I'm the same way. Yeah. Me and Lewis are very similar in that way. I'm that way in life in general, too. It's like if I'm doing something, I'm all in on that thing, you know, and then like everything else disappears. And that's what I'm laser focused on. I remember, I think during the same period you guys are talking about, but I also like I had a fucking pinched nerve that was killing me. It was really fucking annoying. And then I got those pills from the same person. And I remember like being really aware, because it's like the double whammy of when you're fucking in annoying pain all day long, and then that pain is gone. I mean, vanished. Like, you can't believe how effective the shit is. And you have that high. And I remember literally just like sinking into my couch being like, I understand why people kill themselves with this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I understand accepting, like, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. And it literally was just, I had just had my first kit and I couldn't even like hold the baby. Like, I was like, don't give me the baby. Like, I'm so like wonky right now. And I was just like, I can't, I got to figure. And that's when I went to the doctor to fucking actually fix it. I was like, I got to figure something else out. I'm going to just become a fucking heroin addict doing this.
Mike, this is surgery?
Now they just, it was like a physical therapy and steroids, but the steroids are really what fucking did it. The steroids, they put me on a round of steroids and then it just, it's still there to this day, but it just got way, way, way better. It was like inflamed and whatever was swollen was like pressing on the nerve or whatever. And then it just got much better after
Mike
that.
DeStefano described doing heroin as falling asleep in a bed full of kittens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Angry kittens. That.
But then you
and then the kid,
these kittens don't scratch me and I start bleeding everywhere.
The kittens start walking away and you gotta keep going. No, you can't catch it from touch. No, you can't catch it from hugs. What is this 84? What is this 84?
Not you, mittens.
Meow. Ew.
Meow.
Cats almost say ew.
Meow.
What if cats are always just saying racial slurs? We just can't understand their language.
I really, it is funny. I mean, I have a dog now, so I guess it will make you bias that. But we had a cat a little bit when I was from my like teen years. Brandy. That's why my porn name is always Brandy. Brandy Brockton. And but I didn't even with that cat. Like, cats just really, some people love them, man. I don't have a problem with cats at all, but I just like, they're so like, they're not like a lovable pet.
I was about to buy a cat very recently.
Yeah. I mean, like, you want to love them.
Yeah, but you were.
Usually they're not, they're just not that like, want to hang out with you, really.
Well, there's very few cats who are like that. It's really, when it comes to pets, it's like there's dogs and then everything else is just bizarre. Because it's like having a cat, for the most part, it's kind of like having a lizard or something like that. Like, they don't have a connection with you like that. It's not like a dog.
No, I've had plenty of cats in my life that they were extremely loving.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. How many did you murder under a chair?
One kitten was killed in a chair.
I know, it was just one. But
man, still, you're worse.
It wasn't a cat. It was the cutest little kitten. It's so much worse than a fucking cat.
Put this guy on the wall with the fucking...
I think I was there. I was at your place the day before you did it. And I remember it was like, I remember the chair because the kittens kept going under that chair.
Yeah.
Like, they liked it under there.
It was a fun chair. It was like a cool, like, it was a reclining chair, but it wasn't just a recliner. It was like almost like a big circle.
Yeah.
You like sit in it. Two people could sit in it. And it would like, I'm trying to remember how to exactly.
It's like bamboo outside almost, sort of.
No. It was very soft. It was like a brown, soft, like plush chair. But I'm trying to think of the way to describe this. Like, imagine it was on like a thing that like could almost rotate a little bit. Like, it kind of went every way. You could rock in any direction. And it was like, and it would recline as well. And there was like springs underneath it. It was very intricate. What I didn't realize that it was a death machine that was, it was being popped up on. And yeah, I felt so bad that the kitten was dead. And my buddy James Meekum was over. And I was like, dude, will you get the dead kitten out of the chair? He's like, no. He was like, no, I will not.
Just that like all the gears and metal just ripped it to shreds?
No, it got its neck caught in between like one of the metal things. So when you reclined it, it just went... Didn't make a sound. Body was still warm, though.
Ooh.
A warm dead body is something else,
buddy. That I would have thrown that chair out.
I wasn't throwing the chair out, Jay.
I'm sure a lot of people probably wouldn't. I'm saying me. That would have skeeved me forever.
Yeah, I'd have pry its little body out of the chair.
I also that too. Yeah, certainly I wasn't going to remove the cat myself.
If you kept the chair, the cat was staying.
I was not going to untangle the cat. My idea is like, we're getting rid of this cat because we're getting rid of the chair. It's not going to be in two separate bags.
Yeah, no, I wasn't in the financial position to get a new chair. So
I'd be laying on my tummy on the floor. I told you I could do it. And I can still do it.
I paid with my memories. I remember my cat being upset. She was like, meow, 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 meow. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. You're such a whore.
Cats can't be with their owners, like loving with their owners. Alex texted that. We're put that in the chat. But that's that cat Brandy was like, definitely, I remember like laying down and she would come like lay with you. It's nice. And all like their faces never look like they're happy with you. That's what it is. They don't show emotion. Like, dog has a million faces, I feel like.
Well, I think what you're like saying is that, and it's true, is that you kind of know what your dog's thinking. There's no like mystery. You could read a dog. Whereas like cats are very like, you kind of don't know what's going on with them.
Dogs are too smart. Anytime I would cheat on my girlfriend, I look at Sport and be like, Sport, you got to chill. He had this face like,
He's like,
I know what you're doing.
She loves you. Unscrupulous.
Dude, no, I had a bunch of cats.
You said the same thing to that chick. Low-key Tim Allen.
No, cats, it almost feels like you have to work for their love a little bit more. Where a dog is just a big, dumb, doofy dog. It just loves you because you're you. You feed it, and then it's like, well, that's that. A cat's like, if you're a bad person, a cat senses it and doesn't want to be around you.
Clear of you, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know. I said that's the bummer of having the dog. As I said, like, this dog, if someone just took her, completely. In 2 days, she'll just accept her new life and love the people that took her away from us.
Like, yeah, the cat would find its way home.
Do they think? Yeah.
I think a cat would escape.
Even if they don't find their way home, the cat, like, you would just feel like is going to be passive aggressive with its new owners for at least a few months.
That's actually the best way to describe a cat. Cats are all kind of passive aggressive.
They're women. They're women.
Cats are like a gay dude or a woman.
Dogs are dudes and cats are chicks. Like, dogs are just simple. You know what they want. Look, for whatever their flaws are, you know what they want.
Throw me a stick. Put a little peanut butter in the Kong. I love
your home. Yeah,
that's all I need.
You're home. I'm fucking psyched.
Yeah, we're thrilled you're after it, bro. I'm thrilled you're home. I'm gonna lay right here. Oh, I'm gonna flop my dumb head on your fucking lap.
A cat's like, "What have you done for me lately?" Meow.
Cat's like,
a cat lays on you with a thing where it's like
home earlier.
A cat comes over with much more of like a, "Yeah, I'm just gonna go here now." Yeah. You know, it's like, "I'll allow you to pet me now. Go ahead."
If a cat
could talk 99% of the time, they would say, "No, it's fine. I'm fine."
I was gonna get a Maine Coon. Do you know what they are?
Well, I hope it's not what I'm thinking, because I don't think you can buy those anymore.
My field coon, my Maine Coon.
My house coon.
No, they're like giant, they're really big cats. I was gonna get a polydactyl Maine Coon.
Dactyl shouldn't be in it, dude. That sounds like you're
a dinosaur.
To your home, yeah.
It's a dinosaur cat, dude. It flies.
Yeah, I was gonna get a catapotamus. Do you think it's a bad idea in the city?
I was gonna get a catasaurus rex. I gotta try Saracat.
You know, it's steel. It's steel like shell, and its head protects it from predators.
Look at this motherfucker, dude.
Yeah, they're huge.
They're massive, and they have six toes on their front paws. That's why they're polydactyl. But no, you're going to go to like a dark gray one. I was going to name him Caesar. Oh, how cool would that be? Caesar is home.
I don't know, dude. That's what I mean. Like, the face doesn't look like it's excited for you to be there.
No, he's going to take your wife.
It's a show of force. Yeah. Owning this thing is a show of force.
When you leave, I'm going to fuck your wife.
Yeah. I hope you didn't fall in love with this leather couch.
Yeah, they're cool, dude. But then I was on my way to the breeder. It was going to be $3,000 for this cat. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do it. I was like, they're so cool. And somebody texted me. And they were like, oh, you make sure you get a lint roller because they shed a lot. And then I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I'm going to always be covered in hair. I'm not doing this because I have the type of ADHD where it's like I'm always running out of the house late. So I'm never going to fucking use a lint roller. It's just going to fucking it's gonna look like a cat lady at all times.
That's a really funny thing to attribute. I'm not even saying it's not, but it's because my ADHD makes it that I'm always running out the door late. It's pretty funny. But I mean, like, being late is what makes you run the door late. But I get it. I would use ADHD for all those things. I have that ADHD that makes me forget that I was dating you when I fucked that other chick.
No, ADHD, people that have ADHD are regularly late because you try
it's
to...
It's a disorganization thing and like, you know, being like, and being like in your own thoughts and focused on, like, you're not focused on the thing, like the bigger picture thing. You're focused on like one thing or whatever thought in your head. And then you check the clock and you're like, oh shit, I'm fucking late.
I'll tell you this though. Yeah, as... Now, who's someone who thought my dog was not going to be this issue, hair management is a fucking ordeal.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's, I can't, and maybe it's just like an age thing too, because I just wouldn't have cared as much when I was younger, but man, I hate it. Like, I was just visiting my in-laws this last weekend, and they have a cat, and there's just hair everywhere, and I just hate, like, if you sit down, now your shirt's, like, covered in hair. I just hate there being hair in the bed. Like, fuck, it's really
annoying. Also, like, in the summertime when it's hot, I just remember when I lived with Sport, and, like, the summertime would get so fucking hot, and, like, hair sticking to your eyes and face. You're sweating. It's just fucking awful.
That is a fuck. That sounds like a nightmare. No, it's a... Dawkins sheds a pretty decent amount.
You're a bit of a neat freak, though.
We stay on top of it, yeah.
You wouldn't allow your house to become filled with hair Like my house, like anytime, not now as much because I do keep a pretty clean house. But when I was younger, like at any given moment, like in the summertime, if sun was coming through the shade and you just hit like the bed, like a bunch of like, like through the air of dust and skin. I think it's skin or something like
particles.
Yeah, there'd be particles. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Oh yeah.
It's dust,
yeah,
essentially. Yeah. Whatever, you know.
But I think it's also a lot of skin particles as well, like dead skin. I read that just when I was younger.
What did they just say that scared the shit out of, I think, Christina and me? It was a commercial for something where it's like, hey, he's like, do you have a little itch in your eye? You know, and it's like,
they're mites.
Yeah. They're like, he goes, you might just have a little dust in your eye, or it's creatures that are feeding off your retinas.
Not only, no. Everybody does have eye mites. Everybody.
Are you
sure getting my styes so much? I went to I went to a deep dive on what it could be, and eye mites are a very real thing.
Oh, I mean, I believe that it's real, but what?
Yeah, there's eye mites.
Did you find that commercial? The commercial. Bring up the commercial.
You gotta pull up the commercial if you want, but I'm saying just look up eye mites. Like they have them under a microscope. This is just on your eyelids right now.
No, not mine, dude.
Yeah, yours, no, dude.
Mine are good. Mostly yours. Yours, I believe.
Yours probably because you're ADHD. ADHD. We got to clean your eyelids, probably.
No, but I started buying a specific iPad to wash away eye mites because I was so paranoid that it was an influx of eye mites.
Where is that? I would like to get those.
Yeah, when you know what? I can't imagine just saying the word iPad and not meaning an Apple.
I was device. Smashing an iPad into my face.
Yeah. Fix this iPad. You've got everything else. You taught me piano.
are they called Demodex pads or like other little eyewash pads?
I like it.
Because I was like, I'm convinced that I have eye mites. And then you did. And then I went to the eye doctor. He was like, yeah, everyone has eye mites. He was like, it's not like you don't have any more than anybody else.
Well, do you feel like he was just trying to make you feel better, though?
But do the Dingledorf wipes get rid of the eye mites? Does the wipes get rid of the eye mites?
No, not altogether. Like, I think those eye mites are
what? There. It feeds them. They just love it. You're just washing them.
Like, ooh, I love a bath.
You know what? We needed this rain.
Alex, pull up an image of eye mites. What are we doing?
Or the commercial.
He goes, listen, everybody has eye mites. Now I'm going to write you a prescription for an iPod. You'll be fine.
You're gonna be fine. Now I know what you're saying. I don't want the U2 album. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Do you want to go to lunch? Out of here. I might.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, and dude. By the way, this person, you can see a bunch of them on their eye,
dude. This first of all, it looks like Jay.
No, this one, bug. This picture there. There's a you see him like coming off their fucking. No, dude.
Oh yeah, that's all crusty ass. That person has like a lot of them.
Oh.
That's what I thought I had when I was doing my deep dive. I was like, this is happening to me. This is why I'm getting styes. It's all these eye mites. They're eating me alive.
Oh my God.
I thought I had scabies for a while. And I just developed an allergy and I was getting, I get hives to this day because I have celiac disease. So I have celiac disease. I'm a celiac.
Crude a name, bud.
But I get hives to this day, like when I was like 22 years old, I remember the first time I got a hive. I was in Las Vegas, UFC 71. We were in the pool at the Hard Rock Casino, and I was like, "What is on my arm? Why is my skin raised and itchy?" And then I was like, "What?" And then I spent years thinking that I had scabies, and I didn't have insurance, so I never went to the doctor. So I would like slather my body with like mite cream. And fucking never did anything. And just
you never didn't know what it was. You just never found. You might have just had an allergic reaction. That's what I started using. Dare I say, fragrance-free soaps? Because when I was younger, I just used like an orange bar of Dial soap in the shower. That's just what we had that week. And I got into a pool, and whatever happened, they had to take me to the hospital and give me like fucking. Like morphine at one point.
I was supposed to go to an allergist.
Yeah.
They prick you with different things to see if what your allergy is. I never went. At this point, I've narrowed it down. Every time I eat bread or pasta, I break out in hives and my stomach feels like.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My stomach feels like there's a bowling ball in it. Like I get itchy everywhere. Like I remember. So when I was at your wedding, Jay, remember I brought that girl, Alex, to your wedding?
Yeah.
We just come back from Puerto Rico.
It's the girl from the poem.
Yep. The poem girl. We just came back from Puerto Rico and I was eaten alive by Nosiums. I didn't know what Nosiums were. I didn't learn.
Yeah. We just talked about this recently on the show.
Well, when me and Kim dated, I was eaten alive by Nosiums. And then she was like, oh, those are Nosiums. Like all these fucking hillbillies knew what it was. But when me and Alex went to Puerto Rico, it was that. And also I had these hives.
Do you think it's the same ones that keep eating you? And they're like,
they follow me.
He's here with another
dude, you think it's like Jaws 4? They followed you to the islands?
She goes, dude, he's back. It's his fourth time this year.
Dude, is there a mosquito horror movie? Because that would be a fucking good one. You know how they do like all the like.
I don't know if there is. I bet it's just called simply Mosquito.
Oh, that's a great horror movie. Look it up, Alex. If there's a mosquito, dude, that's one of my nightmares. Frank, last year or 2 years ago in Jamaica, he had a massage like right by these bushes, like near the beach, and the Nosiums came out and just like at sun. He was like, "Oh, I'll get a sunset massage by these bushes." And dude, he was fucking tore up, like just.
They're under my skin. They're under my goddamn skin.
But yeah, but I've narrowed it down. I now have.
I have the trailer for 1995's Mosquito, if you would like to see.
Nice.
Let's watch it. Yes.
Love it. The whole horror movie is just people going, ow.
Dude, someone told me there was like larva inside my ear, and I had an appointment an hour from now. I'd blow my fucking brains out.
And the special effects wizards behind Evil Dead 3.
Ooh.
Hard Target.
They got those guys?
Batman. Ooh, a Gary Jones film.
Evil Dead 3.
The science fiction film of the year. It came from another galaxy. It transformed one of Earth's smallest insects into a bloodthirsty swarm of terror.
Oh, wow. So they could drain your whole body.
Five people brought together by fate will confront their worst nightmares.
There is definitely something out there.
Zach needs to watch this on Midnight Spook Show.
Obviously been Zach.
Well, this is up. Can you guys bring up the IMDb for Mosquito?
Ooh, okay.
All right.
What's up,
girl, in the trailer? Nice butt. Floppy tit, but nice butt.
You want to watch the rest or go to the IMDb?
Go the rest.
Okay.
Wrong.
Something is killing these people and sucking them dry of blood.
It's a mosquito, all right. I'm positive.
This is your nightmare, Lewis, yeah?
No, I would rather those than little tiny mosquitoes that I can't see.
Right. That makes sense.
AIDS. Mosquito AIDS. Hundreds of them. Thousands of them.
I thought he said mosquito AIDS.
I swear to God, so did I. AIDS. Mosquito AIDS.
What a shitty way to get AIDS.
I know. You don't even get it in a fun way.
Heroin from, or sex?
Or a guy's butt.
Steve.
Guys, only AIDS a fun way in a guy's butt while I'm just partying my ass off.
It's blowing out a hot, young, skinny dude. he looks kind of sick, but I like that look.
In the glittered asshole of a twink. What's the IMDb for that? Who made it out of Mosquito? Somebody did.
You think one person became famous?
Just like Gunnar Hansen is in. Let's just check out. You got to jump to the people. Yeah. Let's see. Where did he get
his biggest credit
for? Okay.
Chainsaw Massacre.
He is Leatherface in the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
So he got that because he was already an iconic character. They thought they were getting a get.
That is, Lewis, very, very astute. Absolutely true, because the guy did nothing else good.
They were like, we got fucking Gunnar Wilson from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes, this was the elevator pitch of the movie.
Yeah. Wow. Well, what about Steve Dixon?
I don't
Come on, Steve.
Steve Dixon.
Legion of the Night?
You bitch. Mosquito. Okay, this guy, he tried a lot. It did not work out for him. So far, Gunnar Hansen's the one.
I mean, if they don't have a picture, Alex, you don't got to click on their name. Go to
Tim Lovelace. I want to see what Tim Lovelace did, because he chose that name for sure. And is it a girl? High crime, additional crew. Oh, also in Legion of the Night, by the way, and Mosquito. Yeah, they really
same shitty casting.
Yeah, these are friends, and it meant so much to them. Let's see what Ron Ashton's deal is. Let's go to the picture ones.
Now. Okay, there we go.
Ron Ashton.
Hendrix the Park Ranger.
Nothing.
Okay, musician. No, it's music.
Friday Night Lights.
From pretty big things. Oh, is he in
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
Oh, he's in the Stooges.
But he's on the soundtrack for all of these. He's a musician.
Oh, no, I know. But these are Stooges. He's Iggy Pop's like guitarist.
Nice.
All right. So another thing, they got him because of who he was to somebody who was excited about that.
Yeah.
Jean Renaud.
He won an Academy Award.
This fucking poor guy.
Wearing Hitler's pants. That sounds like a fun movie.
poor guy. I mean, damn, dude. And how big of a deal? I was talking to Bobby about this recently, too. When you care about acting, like the excitement of things, when Bobby talks about his like past of acting, he's like, and then I got this. And then that rolled over and I was able to get this from that. He's just naming things that are like, nothing happened with, you know what I mean? It's like this little film I did, then a small movie with here. And I don't know, like the excitement, to build the excitement over that for what that means in the grand scheme is.
Because Bobby's from a generation of comics where that was like the ideal path. It's like you do stand up and you start getting booked in acting work. You become a TV and movie star.
Right.
That's just like, nobody wants to be a TV star anymore. I mean, I'm assuming the amount of people that go out for auditions have to be cut by like a tenth. Everybody was going, when I started comedy, I went out for so many auditions.
Me too. Arbitrarily, completely, like you're just supposed to. You even were worried when you didn't have a guy that was sending you on audition and like, yeah, I need somebody to get me on auditions. And then you start going like, I don't want to be in these things.
Well, the secret, to, you have to get them to like, you have to get the casting directors to like you. And I'm so unlikable the first time you meet me, it was never going to happen.
Yeah, we're going to need these directors to listen to about 100 podcasts.
Yeah, they got
to
like know me for a year.
Hey, do you have Wi-Fi in a place I could shit? I'm basically homeless.
Let's do plugs right quick. And then I want to play a game and see if we can name other animal horror movies and see if they made them.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Skankfest pre-sale sold out, by the way.
Oh, yes, congratulations. I already congratulated Christine. It was very, very fast.
Yeah, it would have been faster, but Yo Kratom forgot to make the link live.
I was going to say it, but I know there was a glitch and still sold out. Like,
it wasn't a glitch. It was them literally sleeping or whatever they were doing. No offense, man. Love you.
Yo Kratom put out an official statement, and they said, dude.
What?
It's like crazy, on, man. How can a link...
How
alive.
Is I supposed to get up at 1 o'clock, bro?
They're depressed. The Delta 8 vampire is suing them up the asshole for cutting his contract short.
Oh, shit. You want to plug it up, Dave?
Sure. But Louisville is sold out.
Yeah.
But there are still some tickets left for Fort Wayne, Indiana. They're moving quick. That's this weekend. So come out. Or this is Friday night. That's tonight and tomorrow night in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And then next week I'll be out in Key West. Then got Boston, Buffalo, Chicago, Denver, a whole bunch of dates on my site, comicdavesmith.com. I'll be touring all over the place this year. And partoftheproblem.com, where you can support my other podcast and get the members only episode every week. Both my specials are up on YouTube for free. And yeah, that's all.
Amazing. Jorge, can I get another coffee, please? Is Jorge even in the fucking booth? Am I flying solo right now?
So,
God damn it. You want to go next, Jay?
Sure. BigJComedy.com or punchup.live/BigJOkerson for all my dates. I'm on the Big J Okerson's Peter North American tour. Here's a mock-up of the poster. Is it in is it in frame? That's the mock-up of the poster I'm making. Big J Okerson's Peter North American tour coming on a city near you. Look for a city near you, everybody. Orlando coming up very soon. After that, Syracuse, New York. I'll be out in LA. In LA, doing 8 p.m. February 19th, I'll be doing a headline at the Comedy Store at 8 o'clock. 10:30 p.m., we'll be doing a very special Story Wars live from the Comedy Store.
Is it listed on the Comedy Store's website as another show for you, though?
It's not supposed to. It was initially, and then it's not now. It should be
because people got confused. They didn't know which one to buy. Somebody hit me up.
Both. Ontario Improv that weekend. And then, yeah, all over the place. Indianapolis. I got Magoobies coming up. Timonium. Going back to Atlanta after a long time. Alfreda, Georgia. The Helium Comedy Club Atlanta. Holy shit, they're back.
Nice.
Austin, Texas. Stay tuned. I am going to be doing Kill Tony pretty soon to promote what's coming up very soon. Looks like February 15th, the official date that we are going to be releasing the first half of Them They, my crowd work double special. Them is going to be coming up February 15th. So look forward to that, everybody. Listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week. Me and the great Robert Kelly, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103, and America's favorite new game show obsession, Story Wars, right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Come see me live on the road, guys. Bring five friends tour. Come to a city near you. Got Winnipeg next weekend. Salt Lake City a couple weeks after that. I'm going to be in South Bend, Indiana for the first time at the end of March. I'm going to be at Goodnight's Comedy Club, Raleigh, North Carolina. Never been there either. Very excited. Philadelphia's coming up. San Diego's coming up. A lot of fun shows. Houston tickets are going on sale tomorrow. So grab those tickets. I'm going to be going everywhere. I keep on adding new cities, new dates. I have a whole little run in Canada happening again at the end of March, like four different cities. So yeah, hang tight, Ontario. I'm coming back, baby boys. And if you guys love me, you can check out all my pods that I do, the Lewis and Zach Show, Story Wars, The Regs. I have a solo podcast. You get it just by subscribing to my email list on my website, the Lewis Journal Podcast. And come see my special, July 12th. We're taping my next special, tentatively titled Praised by Wolves. And I'm excited about that. Bobby Kelly's directing it. Tickets are going very fast for that. Don't wait till the last minute to get those because they will sell out. And keep on looking out for the regular Skankfest VIP ticket sale, which is probably going to be happening sometime around May because we did sell out in just minutes for our pre-sale this morning. So I'm very pumped. Jay, do you have any idea who the musical guests is going to be for Skankfest? It's down to two that we're looking at.
No.
Can we not tell you because you're going to just tell people on the road?
Yeah. That's why Christine doesn't tell me.
Yeah. You'll be pumped.
I don't know. You'll be pumped about both. I don't know the name of the venue we're doing.
Really? That's been announced already. You can know it.
Yeah, I don't know any of this stuff. But I just assume you guys will tell me.
Oh, I did hear that. Mardi Gras World. I did know that.
Right on
where they make the floats, she's telling me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty cool. But no, I always am kept a little in the dark, so I don't tell everybody everything and we don't lose our hotels and shit.
Yeah, at this point we're already done. We got all the hotels. We're staying in not even near the venue. The hotels we're all staying in,
they're not near the venue.
No, we're staying in some pretty cool fucking hotels.
Yeah. But not close to the venue.
I asked for a hotel with slave quarters.
Ooh.
All right. That does make up for the distance.
Or stay right on the levee. Right on the levee.
What are other animals? Yeah,
that's how confident we are in these new levees.
These levees are so good now.
There's like Sharknado was one, right?
Zombievers? Yep, for sure.
Yeah. There's
been a lot of zombie animals.
Has there been a bee horror movie?
Yes.
My son's mother.
It was bee.
She's like,
movie.
Pay your child support.
Not enough. Not enough. You don't want me to get the courts involved. Oh, Lewis, it'll never be enough. Take it from your friend Jay. It's never enough.
Yeah, stung. Oh, there's a bunch of them. Yeah, because people are afraid of bees.
Yeah, because if you have an allergy, it's a rough one when you get nailed. Oh, C. Thomas Howe jumped in one? Look at that. The most famous person in a bee movie, C. Thomas Howe. Unless, who's in Stung? I have a feeling that. Ooh.
Stung, 2015.
Wait. Clifton Collins Jr. He's famous. Lance Henriksen. Yeah,
These aren't like the other one. The Mosquito was like a fucking. Ironically, it was a B movie.
Yeah, this has some people in it.
Yeah,
Still a B movie. B movie. You got
hey.
It.
Hey.
Kangaroo, I bet.
You think a kangaroo horror movie? A
kangaroo horror movie where they I just bet. Box you up?
Yeah.
I bet.
It's called Joey.
Roo. Roo.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Hold on. I found one and it's from 2024.
Ooh, a new one.
Oh, they just got around to it.
What is it called?
What did you say?
Killer Kangaroo Movie. Or The Red, maybe?
No, it's The Red trailer, Alex.
Evil.
Evil. It's just a cute little fucking kangaroo jumping up and down.
A beast. It takes all forms.
That's fucking Kyle Reese from Terminator 1.
It'll change you when you see it.
See this.
Fucking Kyle Reese, dude.
It's funny because now they have drones, so they can get, even with shitty movies, they can get awesome shots. Oh, it's the sister from Dexter.
Bloody strong. Torn apart like nothing.
Oh, yeah, look at her.
It looks like a bite wound.
Maybe it's a croc or a pack of dingoes. There were tracks. What tracks?
This movie looks better than
what
it should
is
look.
That? The sister.
All right, never mind. I take it back.
Fucking massive room.
7 foot tall. Big red.
It's a zombie.
Oh, shit. We have to do something.
What's ridiculous.
I'm gonna blow the
fucking And they wouldn't make the
out.
League in a Stan TV show. But they made Kangaroo. Yeah.
Come here, boy.
Is he wearing a skull?
Just so it's clear for everybody, pause it for a second. Just so it's clear to everybody, this is a $5 million budget at least.
Easily. More, probably. Oh, wait, it is called The Red. Never mind. Alex, I literally...
You didn't know that?
No, no, no. I thought it was like, you know, they call it a red trailer.
Oh, you thought it was like a rated R trailer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, it says the red trailer.
No, I know. That's how they put it. The
no,
red
it says
trailer.
The red
trailer. Killer Kangaroo Movie is a little description it gives you.
I see. Well.
Okay. Kangaroo. That was a pretty far stretch. We know there's snake movies. Anaconda, obviously. Gator, for sure.
There's cats. There's dogs. There's Cujo. You know, Cat's Eye when we were kids. You remember Cat's Eye?
Yes.
That was like three short movies, right?
Yeah, yeah, but always surrounded by the cat.
Yeah, the cat was sort of like walking through the different scenes.
$4.6 million budget. Jay, you were shockingly close.
That's crazy. Right. Jay does have Jewish blood. He can just go.
Five smell million. Hollywood.
She goes,
smell it.
She goes, everybody quiet. Something's overpriced.
Let's think.
What's another animal that shouldn't have a movie? A panda bear. Is there a panda bear? Is there a killer panda bear movie?
There's a rabbit horror. That makes sense.
Kung Fu Panda is not a horror movie, G-Mike.
Not.
I'm not really seeing a panda movie. That's what we're looking for.
That's it. Let's make it.
Killer Koala.
Hold on.
What was that cartoon about two koala bears that was on Nickelodeon when we were kids? I can never remember the name of it. They were like two magical koalas.
I don't know.
Killer Koalas exist.
Nice.
Yeah, it's alliteration, so they had to make it.
Yeah, you do kind of have to.
Well, can you look up Nickelodeon cartoon about two koalas? They would eat eucalyptus leaves outside of this girl's window.
What?
Yeah. It was like, you know, there was like a David the Gnome. Do you remember David the Gnome?
No.
These were look Nick Jr. shows before there was a Nick Jr.
Hold on. I think I found it, Lewis.
I'm going to start crying.
This is our age difference.
Is this the show before I look for it? The Adventures of the Little Koala, as seen on Nick Jr.?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, this must be it. There was two
Adventures of the Little Koala. What a mo!
I don't remember this at all.
Maggot, I was. Dude, I would come home every day.
I was watching G.I. Joe and shit.
I like this little koala.
I was watching Transformers. The Adventures of the Little
Koala.
Yeah,
there was two of them.
Your home life was so terrible, though, you had to escape into the happiness of sweet koalas.
Yeah, that's them. There they are.
Home as fast as you can. Very soon the wind will get even stronger. Look!
Jesus Christ.
Mr. Thomas's clock tower.
Also, they have, don't koalas carry syphilis or something?
I'm afraid this wind is going to blow it down.
Probably.
Run. Get inside. I'll go and help Mr. Thomas with the tower.
I don't know how much of this you want to watch.
I want to watch the whole episode,
but I'm just trying to picture a time where Lewis was way into this.
Yeah.
I was so in, guys.
Because at a very young age, I was watching cartoons that were far more, even just modern looking than this.
I mean, it was just something we came on. We only had so many channels, and kids' channels were so far and few between.
Yeah, but you had Nickelodeon.
This was Nickelodeon.
I'm saying you had Nickelodeon. I was like, that's a really bad story. I'm surprised. You had some, if you had,
well, you remember Nickelodeon was, you had
Nickelodeon, you had basic cable.
Well, here's the thing. My mom was a, pardon the expression, a white nigger.
Sure.
And she would, mm-hmm. you know, order the package for a month, and then our cable would get shut off. Then she'd open it again with my aunt's name. Then we'd run out of family members, and it'd be my cat's name.
Yeah, no, I wasn't calling you a rich bitch. I was just saying, like, you had enough channels with that cable that you didn't have to, that's not the cartoon you had to settle on. You liked it. It's okay. It doesn't change your friendship.
Like, okay, I'm not saying I didn't like it. Did I deny liking it?
You just enjoyed a really gay cartoon while the rest was watching Transformers.
They got to board up that clock tower.
I never watched Transformers, to be honest with you.
Right, right. No, I understand. You were more of a Gem and the Holograms guy.
I actually did watch Gem and the Holograms.
So did I. I watched Gem and the Holograms also.
You didn't have an older sister, faggot.
Nope.
You just wanted to be inspired for hair and nails.
I thought they were so hot.
I didn't really have synergy. I didn't have Nickelodeon until later in life. I was always like Saturday morning cartoons and then weekday morning cartoons. They used to have like Daffy Duck and shit like that.
Pound Puppies.
In the morning.
Love Pound Puppies.
I remember. I don't think I ever saw the show. I think my sister had Pound Puppies.
Yeah, they made a cartoon after the toy.
Dude, you honestly, there's a strong chance if you went to some kind of deep, deep therapy, your sister molested you. And she molested you into enjoying these things. Pound Puppies?
Not like when you were kids, like earlier today. You're just blocking it out.
Yeah, I think every time it happens, you just block it out. She goes, this is what you like.
The Pound Puppies, first of all, they were jailbird puppies. Uh-huh. Okay. It was like, it reminded me of my family. Yeah. I connected with these little
puppies.
That's what they were. They were in a pound.
Well, what's up, dog? What are you in for?
I would watch, strangely, when I would get a chance to, like, you know, if I went somewhere that had cable, I used to like the cartoons that were like ridiculously before my time. I guess not ridiculously before my time, but like how dated they seem now. Like the Jackson 5 cartoon, I would watch that when it came on anything.
I just watched Woody Woodpecker the other day because I was trying to explain to this chick that I live my life like the bad guys in Woody Woodpecker. Like if I hear any noise outside of my house, I like poke my head out. I'm like, what's going on out here?
So if can I call my parents, mister? Shut up. So I've been listening. I said this joke and you're going to get this reference.
Yeah, Woody Woodpecker fucking ruled. But Woody Woodpecker was a cunt.
Yeah.
Never cared for Woody Woodpecker. Loved Roadrunner. Loved Roadrunner and the fucking Wile E. Coyote. Loved
him. Was always thrilled. All the Warner Brothers stuff I love, but I was always excited when that one, you know, would be one of them.
Tom and Jerry all day. Jetsons, bring it. Flintstones, for sure.
Never, I mean.
That was Laugh Track. That was Laugh Track cartoons, right? Those were cartoons.
Yeah, the Hanna-Barbera cartoons?
They put Laugh Tracks like they were sitcoms.
Yeah.
Wait, which one had Laugh Tracks?
The Flintstones and
the Flintstones,
I think, had laugh tracks. Yeah,
yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah,
it was.
Can you bring it up? Is that true? It's like it's hard for me to picture now thinking about, but I'm almost certain.
Like, wait, was it supposed to have been filmed in front of a live cartoon audience? Like, what was the idea?
Mandela effect for the cartoon. I seem to remember. Like,
look up a list. There's got to be a list of cartoons that used laugh tracks. I'd like to know, because I bet there's more than just that. Tom and Jerry did not.
People are saying that only the first two seasons of the Flintstones had a laugh track.
Okay, so we're remembering something.
But I also feel like Scooby-Doo may have.
Top Cat, the Jetsons. It looks like mostly the Hanna-Barbera cartoons had it.
Which is that, Tom and Jerry?
Old Scooby-Doo also had it.
Scooby-Doo, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking
wild. You guys remember Chilly Willy?
Yeah, Penguin.
I don't think so.
I'm Chilly Willy the Penguin, frozen through and through. My thumb, but then I did to do. Come on,
we're
dude.
So adorable.
Remember that he took the plunger and he fucking sucked out the ice? Yeah. And then he made a phone call with the ice holes.
Yep. Ice holes.
I remember liking there were old timey shows, not even cartoons, that were on that me and my sister loved. You know, we used to love was Hunter. You remember that show, Jay?
Yeah, dude. Fred Dreyer.
Yeah, dude. The old cop show.
Yeah, he was a player for the Minnesota Vikings in real life, that guy.
Fred Dreyer, Hunter. My great-grandma Rose would watch Matlock.
Well, it's like you said.
Oh, yeah, my grandmother loved Matlock, and I would like watching it with her.
Yeah, I'd watch Matlock. I'd watch Murder, She Wrote. I never really got what was going on.
I was about
these old people. It was like old people looked up to other old people.
I think they're solving a mystery.
I don't know.
I was 15, I think. Or 16, I think 15 when we got cable for the first time. So I really like those old shows, the shows you just convince yourself you like because you were like, oh, it's something that's on. I used to like, if I had a chance to watch TV till I can go to bed, it didn't matter, dude. Hogan's Heroes, fucking like all that shit.
You want to know a deep cut that I
want? Carol Burnett's show, I used to convince myself I liked a lot because they laughed at themselves all the time.
This is a deep cut that I don't know if anybody remembers, but it's like one of the things that I remember bonding with my mom over. And it was a show, they made a movie out of it more recently, and I think they even tried to make a TV show out of it. But it was made for TV miniseries based on Dark Shadows. It's a vampire. Yeah. Do you remember the made for TV miniseries?
Like the way old one with like Christopher Lee?
No. This is in like the early 90s.
They brought it back.
Yeah. And dude, it was fucking great. It was so good. Me and my mom would watch it every single week. And I remember the last episode, it was left on this like major cliffhanger. It was like she, you know, she knew she went back in time and Barnabas Collins was the vampire and she saw him. And then it was just over. We tried to come back the next week to watch it and like it just wasn't on anymore. It was it. It's like before The Sopranos did that, Barnabas Collins and Dark Shadows did it.
The heavy just leave it off.
Yeah, well, I watched The Sopranos without knowing the ending at all. Like I knew nothing about The Sopranos. I just binge watched The Sopranos like straight through, and I wasn't paying attention to what episodes were on. So when The Sopranos ended, it was just like it cut to black, and I was like, "All right, next episode." I was like, "What? Huh? No." No, I was just like, no, it can't end that way. It was so dissatisfying.
You didn't get the artistic expression of that?
And then it's like years later, he explained why he did it that way. And everyone's like, oh, you don't get it. You know, no, I got it. Fuckface. They just cut it off.
There is no to get. I don't think did he ever give a definitive answer? Was his definitive answer? I know it's either that like you're supposed to say like he got killed because he said a sentence earlier in the show. That said, like
you just don't see anything, you go black.
The lights just go out, everything just goes black, like it's over. But then also, someone said it just left you on that tension of just like this is his life. Like for the rest of his life, he's always just gonna look over your shoulder.
I think they did say he was killed in the end. I think the director or the writer or whatever said. Yeah,
what a great show. I know we have the answer.
Sopranos is maybe the best show of all time.
I don't know. I'm a Yellow Jackets guy.
Shut up. Jay, you're not. Know, it wouldn't be that crazy wonder. If you thought that Yellow Jackets was the best show of all time. I can see you saying that.
I don't think it is.
I thought it was pretty good. Honestly, what the best
show. I like Yellow. I still
want
to watch It's Coming Back this month.
Come back?
Nice. I tend to think there are some shows. I'm not sure what I would say is the best show. I think Breaking Bad is. is in the conversation for me. It's pretty great. I thought Walking Dead for a while was really amazing. Like it was, it was really good for a while.
Well, and show all the time, but you can't compare Walking Dead to Sopranos.
Well, it lost its way.
It did lose its way, but it was so good for a while.
I think to say it's the best show of all time, it can never lose its way. It's got to go. It's got to be great from the beginning to the end.
Well, then,
Breaking Bad is in the conversation.
Then tell you. Then I'll tell you what, Lewis. You're recommending. I'll put Snowfall on that talk, dude. It was a perfect ending to a show.
It's good, but there's too many black people. I don't know why. I can't just wrap my head around that being the best.
That's How dare you?
Sopranos. I watched it. You know, just binge watching it. You're like, God damn, it's good. Game of Thrones.
I never got into Game of Thrones. Never got past the first episode.
That's crazy.
Game of Thrones fell off pretty hard at the end. The dialogue was awful.
I will say you're right.
Fantasy.
Jay hates fantasy.
I hate it.
Yeah, but you hate the genre being blind to it, so you can't even really give an opinion on it.
Sure. I've watched a bunch. I went to go see the fucking dumb Hobbit, and I saw all the fucking faggot ass Lord of the Rings, and all of it blows, and Harry Potter, and I don't like it. I don't like magic and whimsy.
Jay's shows need to be grounded in reality, like zombies.
No, it's not zombies. Fucking biker, very realistic biker gangs who have full high speed road gunfights, and no one.
There was a couple seasons of Sons of Anarchy that were pretty fucking dope.
Unreal. Felt like Heroes was gonna be one of the greatest
Heroes,
shows ever.
Listen, let me tell you, like Heroes season one was one of the best seasons of television that's ever been made. It's fucking incredible.
They have the cheerleader team of the world. That's like, it's actually Legion of Skanks in our like formative years. Heroes was a very big influence and a very big part of our friendship.
Talk about Heroes.
Yeah, dude, we love Heroes.
Silas,
the world
Siler?
They created was so good. And then season two was the writer's strike, and then it fell apart. They ended up recovering and having like a decent season or two later.
Well, you
on.
Found out, by the way, that Siler, well, there was a writer's strike, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Siler, though, also became Hollywood's biggest favorite gay now.
Yeah.
Before he was out of the closet, I think.
Yeah.
He was great on that show, though.
Great.
And then him and Panettiere, we all thought she was going to grow up and be real hot. She's whatever.
I know. She's going like that. She's going the way of Florence Pugh. It's like someone just, they sat on like a bicycle pump. They're not fat in like a roly-poly way. It's just they're expanding. They're just getting wide-faced and bodied.
Yeah, same thing with what's her name from Jack Bauer's daughter.
Yeah.
She's got it so weird. She's just not
I loved that show too. She not was, in the conversation.
Like
for
you're
best
full
show
of water.
Ever.
If you just let some water out of them and they'll be hot.
Alicia Cuthbert, right?
Is Alicia Cuthbert. There's Hayden Panettiere with her fucking ugh.
Yeah,
yuck.
Yeah. Not what we were hoping for.
God, some of these girls, they're so hot.
Her brother died tragically and unexpectedly, and then she got ugly.
Who died? What happened?
Her brother.
Did he have a fat soul that jumped into hers?
Her brother died.
Florence Pugh? Bring up Florence Pugh. You'll see what I mean. Same bod. See what I mean? They just get like wide.
Yeah, was she the chick in that horror movie?
Midsummer.
Sweden? Midsummer?
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
Great movie. She's been in a couple of goodies.
That dude, it's so funny. I feel so bad for the guy in that movie. If you remember Midsommar,
yeah, buddy, I know exactly what you're gonna dude, say.
It's wild, dude. He's ready to be done with this bitch, and then her parents and sister die, so he's got to still fucking keep her around because you can't leave her. It's like, oh my god.
And she just ruins the greatest trip he was ever gonna have in his life.
Oh fuck me. It's just like, Dave, you ever saw Midsommar?
I don't think so.
It's such a funny thing.
It's intense, but the movie just starts with a guy talking with his buddies where he's just like, yeah, I'm going to break news to her pretty soon or stuff like that. And then it's just like her family.
He wants to break up with her because she's like, he's over. She's kind of dramatic and annoying.
Yeah, that's it. She's like an annoying chick to her. And then it's just, she gets a phone call. Her sister killed her parents and then herself.
And then she's like, oh, then she goes loopy. Then he's like, well, I can't leave her now. Now I have to bring her on this trip to fucking Sweden this summer with all of us. And all of his boys are like, no, you can't bring your bitch, dude.
Yeah, like, dude, she sucks. and then she comes and I think becomes the May Queen. And they all get killed except for her. But it's it does not go their way. But yeah, it's just such a funny, that movie just doesn't happen if he just goes, look, I'm sorry. I know this timing sucks, okay? But you're going to have to get through this without me because I'm going to this cool place in Sweden. And I don't know. It's not, probably not going to get better now that your sister killed your parents and then herself. I don't think we're going to find a better place.
Having to deal with like a chick, like losing like a loved one like that, it's like, oh, well, we're not fucking for at least 2 weeks now.
I re-hooked up with a chick based off coming in with a little bit of care and concern over a friend that got killed. Sick. Re-fucked one.
Hell yeah, dude.
It was a re-fucking. I was like, I was kind of out of the pick. And then friend got killed. I was like, holy shit, I'm so sorry.
How quick do you make a move on your chick after her parents die? Like, how many days are you waiting?
Before you try to fuck?
Before you try to fuck again. Like, I have needs.
How new is a relationship?
Right now, Christine's parents die.
3.5 years.
3.5 years.
As the ambulance takes off, says G Mike. Good riddance to bad garbage, right? Oh, look whose wiener's out. always a fun time hanging out with you boys on the Friday night hang. Thank you all for subscribing to Gas Digital and checking us out on the Friday. Tell, and if you know people who aren't subscribed, tell them to. They get all this and uncensored stuff, and I think chats, and I think Lewis does a thing by himself. It's a whole thing at Gas Dig. Gas Dig. We'll catch you guys from our next live show next week. Until then, everybody, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
If you suck it, I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with 3 C's.
You must be fucking over, Lewis.
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you're trying to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.